This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Rabbi, so we're live at our shir. We're also live at our annual campaign here at Machon Magen Rakia. If anybody would like to participate, Baruch Hashem, this kehila is very special. We know that when Mashiach comes, all the Batei Knesiyos that were zahir not to have speaking Mishnas HaTefillah will go up to Yerushalayim. So you could invest here in an eternal investment. Baruch Hashem over here, all the tefillos are kahalacha, and it's an opportunity literally before the 3 weeks to have a chelek be'echad mechorvei Yerushalayim. It's an eternal investment to help build Eretz Yisrael and Klal Yisrael, and the hashpa of the Beis Medrash goes beyond its four walls. So you could go to charity.com/MMH, charity.com/MMH. Thank you very much. We're continuing on in a subject we spoke about last week. Last week we learned a siman in Shulchan Aruch by Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, that on Rosh Chodesh, when you say the Parshas HaTamid in the morning, there's an inyan to add on the pasuk for Rosh Chodesh. And we were discussing that. You know, is it an inyan? Is it a chiyuv? We mentioned that in Tfilas Musaf, any way you say Uvrashe Chad Sheichem, Takrivu Oyel Hashem, any way you're saying those psukim in Musaf, so maybe that's why it's not an absolute chiyuv, it's just an inyan. Which brings us to a very interesting question. My father showed me this shaila, and it segues right from what we learned last week. Namely, we know that in Tfilas Musaf, we always recite the psukim of Musaf. So for instance, on Shabbos, in the Tfilah of Musaf, we say, Uvyoim HaShabbos Shnei Chvasim Neishana Tmimim. Or on Yom Tif, we recite the Musafim of the Yom Tif. That's what the Tfilah, what's Musaf? What are you davening when you say Musaf? You're saying the psukim of the Karban Musaf. We do it on Shabbos, we do it on Rosh Chodesh, we do it on Yom Tif. So, what is Shachris? Don't we say Tfilos Keneged Karbonos Tiknam? Shachris is Keneged the Tamid Shel Shachar. Mincha is Keneged the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. Marv is Keneged Hekder Chalav Mevarm. Why don't we recite the Parshas HaTamid in Tfilah Shachris? In Shemone Esrei. That's what Shemone Esrei is. Why don't we recite Tfilah? Why don't we recite Parshas HaTamid in Shemone Esrei? Good question, no? I mean, that's what is Tfilah? Tfilah is Keneged the Karbonos. And that's why by Musaf we say the Karbanos. So why don't we say the Karbanos in Tfilah Shachris? We say it before, but why say it before? It should be Me'ikar Tzuras HaTfilah. So this is actually a question that the Noi de Behuda addresses. I'm reading to you now from the Sefer Berkei Yosef. Berkei Yosef is from the Chida. He wrote two Svarim on Shulchan Aruch, Berkei Yosef and Machzik Bracha. So this is from the Machzik Bracha. Hagah. He's going on the Raman, Simon Memches, Va'omrim Parshas HaTamid, Nishal Hagoin, Mareno Rabbi Yecheskel, Neroi, Bishal Sechuvus Noid Behuda, Arachayim Simon Dalet, Lama Psukei Hamusafin, Kavu B'Tfilas HaMusaf, U Parshas HaTamid, Loi Tiknu Loimar, B'Tfila Psukei HaTamid. Why the Psukim of Musaf were their Kevea in Tfilas HaMusaf? And the Parshas HaTamid, they were not Mesakein in Psukei HaTamid. Loi tiknu loimar b'tfila Psukei HaTamid. That's the question. Why were they not Mesakein recitation of the Tamid in the Shachris, Tfila? So you say, well, we do say it. We say it before. We say it before. Maybe you could even just, you know, over the years we've said over from Rav Schwab many times that when you're davening, it's a journey through the Mishkan. So maybe you can say it in Shemone Esrei, because Shemone Esrei is connected to Kodesh HaKadoshim. But how do you get there? Don't you have to pass by the Mizbeach? So as soon as you start outside, you go up the steps, and you're at the Mizbeach, so you need to be Makar of the Tamid. So you say the Tamid. What are you delaying it for? Why would you say it later? Elamai, the Musaf? So then why don't we say the Musaf also? Maybe because not time yet. The Musaf... Okay, that's a thought. Vehisha, let's hear what the Noid Behuda answered. Harav Harabban Roy, maybe that's the Nadavido's son. Mishum Shahatfilois Shanikvu Bechol Yaim Nikba Behem Kol Tzarchei Adam. Let's think about what Shemana Esrei is. They were Masakin Shemana Esrei to encompass all of a person's needs. In other words, you know, a person every day has many things they need. They need a toothbrush, they need toothpaste, they need water, they need a shirt. They need pants, they need socks, they need shoes, they need breakfast, they need parnasa, they need health. There are a myriad of things that a person needs. So they're Masakin Shemana Esrei to encompass all of a person's needs. Now let's say you're in the middle of the day and you say, you know what, I need to daven again. Why? Tefilas Nadava. Are you allowed to do that? Technically, you're allowed to do that. Which Shemana Esrei should you say? So the answer is, I'm going to say Shemana Esrei again, right? In other words, a person is technically allowed to daven Shemana Esrei multiple times as a tefillas nedava. I think Rabbi Yochanan says, halavai, a person davens the whole day. You're allowed to daven the whole day. So, v'chol echad be'eis hatzarech, each individual at the time of need, yifrois kapav betfila lispalel afilu kama pamim b'yom. Now, if the carbon tamid is going to be in Shemana Esrei, you're not going to be able to use Shemana Esrei to daven more than the legislated amount, because you can't. You already brought the tamid, so putting the carbon tamid in the Shemana Esrei is going to make it that you cannot say the Shemana Esrei except at the legislated times. Mahayu maskir na tamid beferush betfila lohaya efshel lespalel ela shachris va'arvis. You'd only be able to daven shachris and mariv. I guess that means mincha. Somebody would, something would arise that he needs to daven. He would not be able to daven. So you say, okay, so that guy, let him compose his own tefillah. Who could do that? Adam, a person doesn't have the ability to innovate a tefillah from his heart. And establish another, and be koveh another tefillah. Chutz mi tefillah shebe makam ha-tamid. Except for the tefillah that is in lieu of the tamid, so loy ratzu latriach b'chol yom. They didn't want to be matriach, a person every day, because a person would not be able to be mechadesh a tefillah milibay and be koveh a new tefillah besides the regular tefillah. Oh no! So he's saying Elamai. Here's another option. Be koiveya one Shemayna Esrei can never get the tamid, and be koiveya another Shemayna Esrei to say in the morning, and that you could say whenever you need. So that's too much. How many times you can make a person daven in a day? V'lachein afshat tefilaseinu neged tamidin tiknu. Therefore, even though our tefilos are connected the tamid, like kavu zikarain hatamid beferush. I guess you'd say bitfila. They were not koiveya, a commemoration of the Talmud explicitly in davening. Masha'in kein b'musafin. Aye, so you say that in Musaf they were koiveya it? The answer is, how often do you say the Musaf? Masha'in kein b'musafin shehi lefrakim. Musaf, which is only upon occasion, kavu tfilas ha-musafin Mefurash, they were koveya a tefillah of Musaf explicitly. Ad kan lishon harav. V'yish lahashav k'tzas hazeh kasher yira mayin. There's what to ask on this. But basically what the Noi D'Bihud is saying is that the purpose of Shemayna Esrei is not just for the regular shachris mincha marav, but it's for any time a person has a need, what are they supposed to do? Daven Shemayna Esrei as a tefillah nadava. Well, if you have the tumid in there, it sort of, it disturbs. So you say, well, why can't you daven it? And then say the tamid. Would there be something wrong with saying the tamid again? I guess, are you allowed to be makriv an extra tamid, l'chayra not? So davening an extra Shemana Esrei, l'chayra, would be not, one would not be able to do that if the tamid was in there. Therefore, they had to take the tamid out in order to allow the Shemana Esrei to be used for whatever a person needs. I'm not sure what he's bothered by. Oh, but why do we do that for Musaf? What do you mean? Because most of you would never need to use for your own personal tefillah. I'm not sure what he's troubled by. Why does he have to say Masha'inkin b'musaf and shehila frakim, even if it was always? Okay, so that's the answer of Noyd B'Yudah. The Chida tries his own answer. Okay, the Efshur Laimar, you could say that it's not a problem, because when you say in Shemoneh Esrei Ritzei and you daven Hashem v'hashev eso avoidol l'dver beisecha, what are you davening for? You're saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, really we're supposed to be makir of the carbon tumah now, so please return the avoida to your devir. V'yishe Yisrael usfilasam mehira ba'ahava sekabel baratzain, and the tefilais of Klal Yisrael swiftly with love you should accept willingly. With this, we're davening that our tefillah should be accepted willingly. It's in lieu of a carbon. And the avodah should be restored. The Rush writes, and you know who the Maharam is? Maharam is the Rama, Ramosha Israelis. He's called the Mapa, the tablecloth. Right, the Shulchan Aruch is a set table, and the Rama is called the tablecloth. That's a very important to have tablecloths, especially in Ashkenazic shuls. Just joking, right? B'mapa, b'musaf, v'zal shanim, b'musaf, afilu loy amarak, v'nase lefanecha choy v'yseinu b'tmide yoyim, uv'karben musaf, yatsa. The Rama says like this, could someone bring me Mishnah Berurah Chelek Beis? Chelek Gimel. Mishnah Berurah Chelek Gimel. Let's say on Shabbos, a person does not recite the Karban Musaf. Right? On Shabbos, in Shmoneh Esrei, we say, Uv'yoyim HaShabbos, Shnei Chavasim, Menei Shana, Tamimah. I remember in Yeshiva, our Rosh Yeshiva of Henoch Leibowitz used to have a tune from Slabodka. Uv'yoyim, 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 Uv'yoyim HaShabbos. Uv'yoyim, 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 Uv'yoyim HaShabbos. Something like that. Anyway, it's really catchy. But what if during Tfilas Musaf, a person did not say the Karban Musaf? In other words, they left out the Karban Musaf. They just said as follows: the nasa lefanecha chayvaseinu, the tmi deyaim uve karben musaf. I don't see this in. Okay, ready for this? Mi shehispalel tefila shel chol b'shabbes. V'loy hizker shel Shabbos layatza. If you daven a weekday Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos, you answer. V'im hizker shel Shabbos v'soich yirches, afal pi shloy kava bracha l'Shabbos yatza. If you say the regular v'chadik of Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos, and you just said chayis atochein l'adam das l'am l'nesh bina cham chaneinu b'Shabbos kodesh meyitcha, you're yatza. Haga b'mosaf afilu loy amarak. The nasa lefanecha es chayvoseinu b'tmidei yoyim uve karben musaf yatsa, even lechayr if you don't say the karben musaf. In other words, bottom line is, if you don't say the psukim of musaf and musaf yoyitza, as long as you reference them, so too in shachris, if you don't say the parshas hatamid, you just reference it, your yoytze. So how are we referencing the Tamid in Shacharis? By saying, in Ritzei, Tiskabel baratzayin usihil ratzayin Tamid avaydas Yisrael mecha. So it comes out, Ritzei is a very important bracha.
So why can't you be yoytze in Musa?
Very good. Good question. V'chi toimar b'vavecha soif soif amayloi tiknu b'feirosh lahazgar atmidim b'shem. B'shem, why weren't they masakin to say the tamid outright? Shemaskir na musafim b'pem malei. You say the musaf straight out. So you're sort of asking the converse of what you're asking. Rabasi is asking, so why do you need to say the psukim of musaf? Just say v'hashev savoida. And he's asking, well, if v'hashev savoida works for shachris, I'm sorry, he's asking, but we say it explicitly by musaf, so why don't we say it by shachris? Yesh loymar. The Me'achar, the Shachar, the Mincha, Keneged, Shnei Tmidim. Shachris and Minchas keneged the two tmidin. Va'arvis keneged evar mupadarm. Amarvis keneged the burning of the fats and limbs. Im hayu maskirin beferosh kederach hamosaf hayu tzrichin gimel neschais. If you're going to mention it, we're going to have three separate Shmona Esrays. Echad ba'boiker lahazkir tamid ha'boiker. Ve'echad b'mincha lahazkir tamid bein harbaim. Uvetulas arvis liyase nusach le'ivar mu'pedarim. Can you imagine three separate Shmona Esrays? The Amei Aretz, they're going to... It's going to be too complicated for them. Let's say they're at a wedding and there's no siddur. So they start mumbling the words. So we hope they get like most of them right and they're yotzei. But if you're going to have three different nuschais, it's not going to work. Vim kacha yasu hamoin ha'am hein rabim ata am ha'aretz. That's a play on words from Paroi. Hein rabim ata am ha'aretz. The chidah saying there are a lot of amiratzim today. Hayu mizbabalim asher hein chalifos lamai mitfila tefila. They have to segue from prayer to prayer. Lachin, in order to keep uniformity, they just were misakein v'hashev eso avoida ledver beisecha v'ishe Yisrael. They legislated, they formulated a general nusach. This is a all-encompassing nusach. It works for every Shmona Esrei. We could say, Rabbi Isai, if we remember, once upon a time we asked, what is the greatness of Mizmar L'Soida? That it's the only shira that will last, and la'asalavei. Do you remember this? So the Megala Amukah said Mizmar L'Soida is basically a cliff note version of the whole davening. How Mizmar L'Soida Hariu L'Hashem Kal Aretz Rashi Tevois Halacha. You start davening by learning halacha. You learn Ein Oimdim L'Tfila. The Yishalmi says in Brachos on Aleph Amud Beis Ein Oimdim L'Tfila Elamit Toch Devei Torah. Rashi in Brachos on the Bavli says that why do we say Shema and Marav if you daven early? You're not Yoisei. Rashi says Kadesh Yamoid Mitfila Letfila Mitach Devei Torah. So we start with Halacha. Haril Hashem Kolatz. Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha is Karbanos. Bayu Lufana Bernana Psukei Dezimra. Deu Ki Hashem Hu Elokim. Deu Da. That's the Shema, the Ayin Daud of Shema. Hu asanu, he made us. That's the 248 limbs of Shema. V'loy anachnu, amoy v'tsoin marisoy. That's the ikar kavana of Shema, to give up your life, HaKadosh Hashem. Bayu sha'ara v'soida are the first three brachas of Shema Esrei. Chatzeroysa v'sila are the middle 13. Hoiduloy barchu shemai is ritzei. Ki toiv Hashem lo'elam chazdoi is moidim. V'ador v'ador emunasoi isim shalom. But it's interesting, in this cliff note version of davening, Ritzei gets its own reference. So I always wonder, why is Ritzei so important? But according to the Chidah, Ritzei is me ikar hatfila. Because that's, what is Shemana Esrei? Shemana Esrei is a carbon tamid. Where is there a carbon tamid in Shemana Esrei? Answer is Ritzei. So Ritzei is then a very important bracha.
If forgotten, there's no halacha to repeat from Esrei.
If you forget Ritzei, I don't know. If you forget a bracha, let's say you forget a whole bracha in Shemana Esrei, what's a halacha? I think you got to go back. If you forget Rifa'inu, no, you don't have to go back.
If you need kavana, the first three brachas, you do need kavana, Ritzei.
Ritzei, don't know. No, but at least it gives. Okay. This answer, actually, I don't know if I fully understood it last night, but I hear what this is. This is the answer of the Chidah. So answer number one is, you can't put the carbon tamid in Shemana Esrei, because then it's not going to be your all-purpose tefillah. Answer number two is, we do reference the tamid. We're Usfilasam mehira ba'ahava sekabel baratzain. The Isha Yisrael Usfilasam mehira. Does Ashkenaz say mehira? Getting confused now. The Chidah David smart. Is there a mehira? There are not that many mehiras in Ashkenaz, right? No, there is no Mahira. Okay, they almost slipped that in. But they almost got that by me, that Mahira. Okay. V'oid nira, detfilas shmoine esrei, niskana l'kayem mitzvah sasei, va'avaretem es Hashem Elokeichem. Why do we daven shmoine esrei? To mekayem a mitzvah sasei of you should serve Hashem your God. Avoida zu tfila, kemasha kasav ula avdai b'chol levavchem. Right? Why do we daven Shemone Esrei? By the way, friends, is tfila d'oraisa or is tfila d'rabbanan? It's machlekes. The Ramban says tfila d'rabbanan twice a day. The Rambam says tfila is d'oraisa. But you're yotzei just by offering one praise and one request. If you say, Hashem, you're the master of the world, please help me today. Protect me from evildoers. You're yotzei tefillah d'oraisa. So we daven Shemone Esrei to mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa, tefillah ula avdei b'chol levavchem ledas harambam, she mitzvah saseh midoraisa, ula das haramban, lekayim mitzvah saseh d'rabanan. Now, by the way, it's interesting. My friend, Harav Meir Bronstein, told me last night that why does brachos begin with Kriya Shema? There are many reasons, but the Rambam in the Parashah Mishnayos says, "Ein lecha mitzvas asei d'oraisa she'adam chayev b'chol yoyim, ella kabalas oil malchus shemayim." There's only one mitzvah d'oraisa that a person does every day. You ever know that? There's only one mitzvah d'oraisa that you do every day. So what do you mean? Talis. Say, well, it's not a chayves agavra. You don't have to put on a talis. It's only if you're wearing a beged of dalet kanfos, say tefillin. You don't do it on Shabbos. What other mitzvah d'oraisa do you do every day? So therefore, Shas starts with the one mitzvah d'oraisa that you do every day. So he told me he wrote a letter to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So tzitzis, you're not obligated to wear the tzitzis. It's just, if you're wearing a four-corner garment, you have to put on it. We go out of our way to do it, but you're not, yeah? So he wrote a letter to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. What about tefillah, according to the Rambam? According to Rambam, tefillah. So, what about tefillah? So Reb Chaim said that maybe the Rambam in the Parash HaMishnayos holds that tefillah is d'rabbanan. I, in the Yad HaChazaka, he says d'oraisa. Maybe he was chayzer in the Yad HaChazaka. Anyway, it's because of HaRambam, the Ezra u'bezdinoi tiknu yurches brachos, ayin sham. The Rambam says Ezra and his bezdin were misakin 18 brachos, ayin sham paragam and tefillah. Vim kain, question. When did Ezra live? Second base of Mikdash. What did they do in the times of the first base of Mikdash? Did they daven? Did they daven when they brought karbanis? The imkain b'bayisheni, afshem akriven let's go with the second base of Mikdash. Ezra was masakin Shemone Esrei, but they had the karban tamid. So why was he masakin Shemone Esrei? What are they davening for? If davening is connected to the karbanos, they're bringing karbanos. Vim came b'bayisheni avshem akriven atamidim hoy mispalim yurches brachos v'chein amru perka chalal and sukkah am Rabbi Shov and Chananya k'shayinu smeichem simchas v'sashoeva loy hayinu royim shena b'ineina when we brought at the simchas v'sashoeva we didn't sleep keitzad shari shayna tamid shal shachar misham l'tfila misham l'karben musaf misham l'tfilas hamusafin. They davened even when they brought karbanos. Misham l'tfilas hamincha misham l'tamid shavein arbayim harei necha royos v'zman shayim akriv matmidin hayim misfalin shachris u'mincha u'musaf v'harei shaloi niskinu atfilais b'makai matmidin. The davening is not in lieu of the karbanos. U'b'chayin lashen hazav. Says the Chida, look carefully at the beautiful language of Chazal, Sha'amru, Tfilois keneged temidin tiknam. V'loy amru, bimakoim temidin tiknam. It's not in lieu of it. It's corresponding to it. Sharei gam bebayis sheni betchilasai hayu mispal yurches de Ezra obezdina tiknam elo shetiknam rasan keneged tamidin ula oilam de ikaron. The Iker davening is not instead of a carbon. We don't daven instead of a carbon. We daven to Mekayim, the mitzvah darais of tefillah. It's just corresponding to the carbon. Ula oilam di ikon lekamis osay tefillah. Niskin about tefillah hi avoida. The davening is not avoida. Kamash shakasav ula avda b'chalav avchem. Uksiv by Daniel, elakach di ant palach le b'tadira. Va avoida hi carbon. When we say tefillah is keneged karbanos, it's corresponding to it and at the time of it. But it's not that shachris is a karban tamid. We don't daven shachris. What are you doing now? Well, I'm bringing a karban tamid. How? By saying these words. No, I'm being mekayim the mitzvah of ulav der b'chalav avchem. It's keneged. It's a reference to it. It's a remez to it, but it's not instead of it, because the proof is they davened even when they brought the karbanos. Mishmachel Tikno has karas tamidin b'tfilas yurches. They didn't put a carbon tamid in the Shemana Esrei, because the purpose of Shemana Esrei is the kai mitzvah say the tefillah. Obviously, there are certain things they changed. These are not the words they said when the Beis Hamikdash stood.
They wouldn't say,
right. They wouldn't say, v'avoida. They wouldn't say, right. Right, they wouldn't say, uvenei oisa. But, right. Umikamakoim, kivan dehein hein advarim, ha'nikneme, ha'me'anshik nezagdoila, deruach Hashem diberbam. They didn't want to change it. Meaning, it's like this. Let's think about it. When they daven shachris, why would they put in the carbon tamid if they were a makar of the carbon tamid? So now what? After the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, we're going to say the tamid? That's not how they formulated Shemana Esrei. The purpose of Shemana Esrei is to mekayim in the mitzvah of tefillah. It's not to be in lieu of a carbon tamid. And the proof is because they davened it even when the karmat tamid was brought. Elamai, now we don't bring the karmat tamid, stick it in. We're not going to change it. So what? So now, question. Back in the day, when they davened musaf, were they makar of the musaf? Yeah. So were the psukim of musaf in the original text of musaf? Not a chance. So why is it there now? The musaf, they did put it in because they had to.
Because they had to?
Because they had to. Why? Why do they have to? We'll read one more paragraph very quickly. So Shuvra Isi Laharashbats B'tshuvaysav Chilak. Right? Anyone could explain this? In other words, what's the Chilak? I understand why in Shachris they didn't put it in, because back in the day, there was something called Tefillah Shachris and Karban Tamid. They actually daven Shachris, and then they brought the Tamid. So why would they say the Psukim of the Tamid? They're actually being makar the Tamid. Elamai put the Psukim into Shachris, they didn't want to change. So obviously they did change for Tefillah Musaf, meaning back in the day they did not say the Psukim of Musaf in Tefillah Musaf. So I have a question, what were they davening Musaf? What was that Tefillah? Back in the day, what was Tefillah Musaf? And whatever it was, why did they have to change it? Meaning, if there was a concept of a Tefillah Musaf that stands on its own, why can't that still be? Shuv ro'isi la'rashbats v'tshuvayis v'chalik b'ed simkov samachal v'shekosav k'may shekosavnu ba'an yoseinu. You have a second sheet? The Rashbat says what we wrote. Dahayu mispal yud ches bezman Habayis, they daven Shemana Esrei when the Beis Hamikdash stood. V'hoychiach kein ma'ahid echalel. He proved this from the Gemara in Sukkah. Midivrei Rambam sheivesi v'gam kasav sham deshinu hanusach shanu mespalim. He also wrote that they changed the nusach that we're davening shetachzer malchus beis David. V'him hoyu mespalim. They would daven shetiskayim malchus beis David. Ayin sham. They changed it. We daven that Hashem should return the Malchus Beis David, and they were mispalel that the Malchus Beis David should continue. When the Rashbam says they daven that the Malchus Beis David should continue, that's in Bayis Rishon. There was no Malchus Beis David. There was Malchus Chashmonoi. We heard this. Even though in the beginning Zerubbabel was a nasi, he wasn't a king. He was found Yud Ches Brachos. Now, when the Rashbat says they would daven that the Malchus Beis David should have kiyum, that only makes sense in Bayis Rishon, because there was no Malchus Beis David in Bayis Sheni. The only thing is, they didn't daven Shemana Esrei in Bayis Rishon. They daven Shemana Esrei in Bayis Rishon. Ki Rambam Amar De Ezra Bez Dinoi Tiknam. Now the truth is, for sure they daven Shemana Esrei in Bayis Rishon. Hagam Doi Mispalem Vaday Uve Gimel Zmanim. There's no question, even by Bayis Sheni, they davened, and they davened three times, like David references the three times. Daniel also davened three times. So we learn out that in the Bayis Rishon they davened these three times. Avshay makrivim tamidim, even though they were b'makir the karmat tamid. V'haynu l'kayim mitzvahs tefillah medarais medrabanan. Umiyu ata b'churban hi ha'ayla tefillos yudches b'makim karmat tamid. Gamkein. Nowadays that we're not makriv the tamid, then the Shemana Esrei is upgraded not only to be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah, but also to fulfill the mitzvah of bringing the karban tamid. In other words, nowadays that we don't have karbanos, the tefillah is not only to be mekayim the d'oraisa of v'la'avdei b'chal avavchem v'avadetem es Hashem lekechem, but it also has to encompass bringing karbanos. So actually putting answer 2 and 3 together, which the Chida is about to do, answer number 2 is, we don't have to mention the Karbanos. Why? Because we reference it in Ritzei. And it's going to be too confusing to mention different Karbanos each one Esrei. Now he's saying, we don't mention the Tamid in Shachris and in Mincha, because since the original formulation of the Tefillah was without the Psukim of the Tamid, we don't put it in. Elamai, we're not going to reference it at all? Yeah, we do. In Ritzei, at least there's a reference to it. It's not clear. Okay, so they were masakin before Shachris, say the Tamid and Psukim. Tiknu likras fashdom velomer lefanel yihi ratzain v'achag ribayne olamim demefurish ber heitev sheyisiach sifseisenu chashav kilo kramnu hatamid. But I don't have clear why in the Musaf did they have to change it and they put in the psukim of Musaf. I'll say it like this. I think the explanation is as follows. Back in the day when the second Beis Hamikdash stood, they brought the Karban Tamid and they davened Shemana Esrei. What was the purpose of that Shemana Esrei? The purpose of that Shemana Esrei was for one thing, to mekayim the mitzvah of tefillah. Karbanos, we're going to be makriv karbanos. Now that the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, the Shemana Esrei is two things. It's the mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah, and it's the karban. Elamai, so put the psukim in. We don't want to tamper with the Shemana Esrei. You're not going to reference it, we reference it. But when it comes to Musaf, the ikkar purpose of the Musaf is for the Karban. So maybe back in the day, maybe it wasn't necessary to say it, because we brought it. But nowadays that we don't bring it, it's necessary to say it, because otherwise what is the Shemana Esrei? Okay, I'm still a little bit bothered. Well, what was the Shemana Esrei when they were makir of the Tamid? What was the purpose of Tfilas Musaf when the Beis Hamikdash stood?
You need a tefillah to be...
That the carbon should be accepted?
You're just going to bring a carbon and be silent? You have to...
You're praying that Hashem should accept it. So you're saying back in the day, even the Shemana Esrei was for the carbon to be accepted. So maybe that was the purpose of the Shachris also. So you say maybe it was. That was one of the purposes. But another ikar purpose was for tefillah.
Was there a Shemun Esrei for Musaf when the, in the second Beit
Chazan? Yeah, that's what the Gemara in Sukkah says. He quoted the Gemara in Hachalil. The Gemara in Hachalil, where was it again? Yeah, Daf Nun Gimel, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Chananya. During the time of Sinus Levet Sheshueva, they couldn't sleep. They brought the Karmat Shel Shachar, and they brought the Karmat Shel Shachar, and they daven Shachris. They brought the Karmat Musaf, and they daven Musaf. They daven Mincha, and then they brought the Talmud Shabbat Arbaim. So he said, very good. So as he's saying, there's no question when the Beis Hamikdash stood, the Shemoneh Esrei was really twofold. It was that Hashem should accept the carbon, but Shachris had a primary function besides that. And the primary function was to be Mekayim the Mitzvah D'Oraisa of Tefillah. So once the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, we're not going to tamper with that Shemoneh Esrei, because that Shemoneh Esrei is still fulfilling its primary function. Mashein Kein Musaf, which the purpose of the Musaf when the Beis Hamikdash stood was only that Hashem should accept the Karban Musaf. But nowadays that there is no Musaf, it has to be more than that. It has to be in lieu of the Musaf. So we have to say the Karbanos in the Musaf. Okay, Shkoyach everyone. Have a great day. All of our tefillah should be Neskabel, Brachim, and Ratzon. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.